Hey, good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of Jesus. We are reading in the last chapter of the book of Revelation, chapter 22. We want to look at verses 1 to 10, and we want to have a clear sight of Eden again. We have read about Eden, the Garden of Eden, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and chapter 2, especially when Adam was placed in this beautiful place. Eden means a spot where God dwells. Eden is not really a place per se. It is a spot, and it is a place. It's a moment that one meets with God. Eden is an open door. I heard one time one of the great men of God who lived, called Miles Monroe, describe Eden, and he described it as a spot. It's a meeting place with God. It's an opening here on earth where you can meet with God. It's a place where God, you can have access to the throne of God. It's a place where you have continuous communion with God. It's a place where you are not ashamed of God, neither are you ashamed of one another. Adam and Eve are not ashamed, and it's a place where you are there to worship God. And Adam experienced Eden, but immediately Satan came in and deluded him, cheated him, and he sinned against God. He missed the mark of Eden. And from there was curse. The Bible says that God himself was the one who pronounced curse on earth and on Satan and on the ground, said to Adam that you eat from the hard ground. And he didn't curse Adam, but he cursed the ground on behalf of Adam. And so we want to describe this site again as it is rebuilt again, as it is recreated again. The purpose why God is recreating another heaven and earth is to go back to what he intended. This is God's real intention. But sometimes we don't have a good sight for it. We don't see it very well. Proverbs 4:18 says that the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of the day. Yes, you see, we don't see it very clearly. All the time in the world that we have gone through the Bible, we don't see this sight very well. But once we come to the book of Revelation, chapter 22, we'll be able to see it. Now, when Paul was describing this in 1 Corinthians 13, 12, he said, "Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely." So we are saying that we are not able to see very well. We are not very, we can see like a mirror, imperfectly, impartially, but one day we'll be able to see it. But in this session of Revelation 22 and verse 1 to 10, John emphasized the importance of using the reflection, using the revelation of Alpha and Omega, that we are able to see the new territories of heaven and earth with God's bright lenses. we're able to see from the I mean from the Oliver and Omega's point of view. Then we saw the city. We'll be able to see this city, which is a bride of the Lamb, is a new community. We have seen it, of the bride. Then now we want to see its garden. We want to see its waters. We want to see what happens in that city, which we described in chapter 22. It is very, very interesting. Now, this is what he said. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. Very interesting. So after we saw the city now, and we saw how the city was adored, and the city we discovered is the bride of Christ. It's already in Eden. It's in a garden. It is a city, and the city is surrounded by a garden. But look at how it looks like. He showed me the river of life. That's number one. As clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and from the Lamb. This is one of the most critical part in understanding this part, that the river of the water of life was flowing from the throne. It was coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. That settles everything. Look at everything from that point of view. But it's coming down the middle of the great street of the city. Is watering, is the city, is the river of the waters of life through the community of God's people, through this garden, this city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations. I want you to see that there's the river we have seen. Then we have seen another important thing, that is the tree of life. Keep noting some key things. This tree of life is going to yield fruit. It's going to yield its crop every month. That means God is interested in what will happen on that particular day. I want to remind you that in the garden, Bible says there were two trees. One tree was called the tree of life. The other was called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Adam messed up with the first tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Then God banished Adam and Eve from the garden so that they may not eat this fruit or this second tree and live forever as sinners. That was great grace. Banishing them from this place was great grace, so that they will not live forever without, I mean, being dead or being separated from God, being separated from the throne. That they cannot be able to access the throne, but they live forever. When they were banished, now they are now in Revelation 22, we are being returned there. There's a return of the same place where Adam was banished from. God is returning his humanity, and now he is describing this. He is helping us to see the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. That description, that tree of good and evil, of the knowledge of tree of good and evil, meant that we were not supposed to learn by ourselves. We are not supposed to have self knowledge by ourselves. We are supposed to depend on the one who sits on the throne and the one and the lamp to educate us. That our knowledge was not coming from us. Our knowledge was not coming from the devil. The knowledge was not coming from the hills or from the mountains. Just as somebody says, I'll look up to the hills, where does my help? Where does my knowledge of help come from? My help come from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. So it's good to realize that our help come from God. That's the tree of and of the knowledge of good and evil. It is seeing, it is having a perspective from God's point of view, from Oliver and Omega points of view. So we are seeing this now. It is focused, the tree, you know, the river of the waters of life and the tree of life. It has got crops, it's bearing every month. It has leaves, this tree. You know, the tree of for life of leaves, and they are for healing of the nations. Healing does not mean that we are sick. We are no longer sick, but it's for health. Moving from one degree of health to another, we will never allow. I mean, it is from glory to glory, glory to glory, being changed from glory to glory. We are already like God, but that beauty continues forever, forever and ever. No longer will there be any curse. Look, Adam, God spoke a curse when he was in the Garden of Eden. He spoke a curse. But the Bible says curse means separated from the source, separated from the blessings. But the Bible says that there's no longer be a curse. Praise God. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city. That's critical. And his servants will serve him forever. Then they will see his face, and his name will be on their forehead. Look, they will see the face of God. We will see the face of God. The name of God will be on our forehead. There will be no more night in that city. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun. There's no light, there's no lamp, there's no sun, there's no moon. For the Lord God will be give them the light. They will reign forever and ever and ever. Then John said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophet, sent his angel to show him the servants the things that must soon take place. And then he says, I am coming soon. So I want you to describe, I want you to see how beautiful it is as the Lord God describe this place. The Lord says he's coming. He's, you know, these are the great things that we see, but he's coming for us. He's right lady to take the church even to this very place. So he says on this place that he's coming soon. Blessed are the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written on the scroll. Then he says, I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And then I heard and seen them. I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and you with your fellow prophets and with all who keep the words of the scroll, worship God. Then he told me, don't seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near. Now, I want you to see that the end of this is saying that the time is near for us to get there. We are really looking forward for this. May God give us the clarity to see the river of the tree of life and the tree and the fruit in this tree of life that Adam was banished from. We will one day be able to eat of it. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege for all of us to be able to get into this beautiful place. We look forward for the same in Jesus' name.